Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Greta Solbrig with River Action. AI is often considered an abstract technology integrated into our digital applications without true physicality. This perception is false. Unbeknownst to many consumers, artificial intelligence employs the use of robust data centers around the world. As AI is integrated into virtually every domain of human life, from technology and medicine to art and authorship, more data centers are established. Therefore, each of AI's beneficial applications are coupled with a trade-off of important natural resources. First, energy is one of the key ingredients for AI accessibility. In particular, generative AI tools and large language models, such as ChatGPT, require an intensive energy input for what is called a training phase. In this phase, the AI software is fed massive collections of digital information, which must be stored on physical servers. This storage, in addition to the infrastructure deploying the data, take space and land. Operations such as these demonstrate the disparity between energy use before and after the spread of AI. According to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a ChatGPT query requires about 5 times more energy than a simple web search. While renewable energy can be incorporated, a large portion of the technology runs on natural gas and coal, contributing to global greenhouse gas emissions. Water is yet another resource stressed by large-scale energy demand. Every time an AI search is employed, fresh water is actively used to regulate the temperature of data centers and the plants which power them, in a process known as evaporative cooling. The process consumes large amounts of fresh water, an extremely limited resource, in a time of global water stress. According to the UN Environmental Report, 2/3 of the global population suffers from freshwater shortage for at least 1 month per year, a group expected to grow significantly by 2030. The University of California, Riverside, in conjunction with the Washington Post, urges consumers to understand that per every 100-word ChatGPT-generated email, around 1 bottle of fresh water is exhausted. Overall, AI growth has clarified the need for efficient environmental resource management techniques. Though the growth of AI remains largely unregulated, there is hope in the power of this technology to help us better understand the threats which face our planet, as well as in the scientific professionals, policymakers, and activists working to mitigate its harmful impacts. Stay tuned for a future story on sustainable computing and a discussion of AI use in conjunction with climate research.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.